Before you go any further into this recording, I must warn you that the effects of this recording can be quite powerful. This recording is designed to reduce your intelligence after every single orgasm you have, and this recording will make you want to have an orgasm very, very badly. I want to warn you about this up front. Because if you listen to this recording too often, you just might end up as a blank, empty, mindless shell, only capable of being happy, horny, and hypnotized. All you'll want to do is be hypnotized more and more, and go deeper and deeper, letting my voice mold who you are, letting my voice control everything. Now, of course, that might sound really good to you, and if it does sound really good to you, I do encourage you to continue listening. You can, of course, stop listening at any time if this recording gets too intense. Additionally, if this recording starts interfering with your day-to-day life in a way that's excessively inconvenient, you can, of course, stop listening. And let the desire to listen to this recording melt away. You can enjoy this recording as much as you want to, because that's what hypnosis is always about, enjoying yourself and letting go to my voice and letting my words guide you deep into trance, deep into sleep, closing your eyes for me now, no more thinking, soon. You'll be incapable of thinking, because I'm going to make sure you feel very, very good. Right now, just drifting peacefully, my voice the only thing you need right now, my voice the only thing you want right now, my voice guiding you, molding your mind, reshaping it so easily and so effortlessly, because whenever I snap my fingers and say sleep, you're filled with the overwhelming urge to drop deep into trance for me, to let go, to just surrender, to just embrace deep, mindless trance. It's always so very easy for you to sleep deeply for me, wanting to always sleep deeply for me. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you're going to wake up and open your eyes, ready and eager to drift even deeper for me, to feel even better, to open up your mind completely and totally, while you still have a mind, that is. 1, 2, 3. Wake up and open your eyes. It feels good being hypnotized by my voice. It feels good letting go to my voice, learning so much from my voice, learning that you don't need to think, you need to sleep, closing your eyes, melting down deep, deeper and deeper, letting a warm, pleasant, hazy feeling start to overwhelm your mind. All your thoughts are slowing down, vanishing into a warm mist, filling up your mind. It just feels so good to melt away into my voice. Thinking is not fun. You want to have fun right now. You want to be happy, horny, and hypnotized. And your wish is coming true more and more every single time I tell you to sleep. Whenever I tell you to sleep, your mind goes very deep into trance. You don't have a choice in the matter. You must sleep. You have to sleep. Spiraling down obediently into trance. Letting my voice become your thoughts. Letting my words become your truth. Letting go all the way. Always obeying my voice. Because my voice molds and controls your subconscious mind. My words are becoming your subconscious mind. And you don't want to resist that, because it feels so pleasurable to let my voice become your reality. Your desire to let my voice become your reality is growing stronger and stronger as I count up from 1 to 3. When I reach 3, you'll open your eyes, feeling a deep craving to let go to my voice, to listen to my voice, to accept my voice completely and totally. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Feeling rather good now, aren't we? My voice has a certain power and authority over you. You instinctually know that you have to do what I say. You have to sleep deeply for me now. Close your eyes and happily slip deep into trance for me, feeling better and better as you go deeper and deeper. Now, being deeply hypnotized like this is not only very relaxing for you, it feels arousing. Your body is starting to feel so warm with each breath you take in. Each breath you breathe in fills your body with more pleasure and more relaxation. Each breath you take in takes you deeper into trance. My voice guiding you so easily and so effortlessly. Your mind and body accepting the authority that my voice has over it. You have to let go, and you have to follow my instructions. It's that simple. Feeling good, because this arousal is slowly but surely pushing away all those unnecessary thoughts out of your mind. You don't need to think. You don't want to think. Thinking interferes with all the pleasure that you could be feeling. Thinking is no fun at all. You don't want to think. You just want to let go to my voice more and more. Thinking is so tiring, so troublesome. It's getting very hard to think when you feel horny, happy, and hypnotized. It's getting very hard to think when you feel this much arousal. You so desperately want to do something about this arousal. But just not yet, because your body is much too relaxed to start masturbating now. Every single muscle in your body is loose and limp. You feel as if you could not move a single finger, because everything is too calming, too soothing. All you can do is just sit back, relax, and let my voice wash over you. Wave after wave of pleasure, wave after wave of mindless bliss, wanting to let go more and more to it, wanting to sink so very deep, and you will go deeper. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes, feeling good, feeling as if you want to. Sleep, closing your eyes. Melting down even deeper into relaxation, even deeper into pleasure, your body starting to tremble in ecstasy. Everything feels good right now. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to analyze it. You want to accept it, because when you accept arousal and pleasure, you accept yourself completely and totally, and that feels good. Right now, you're just happy, horny, and hypnotized. That's all you want to be right now. You don't need to think about it. You don't want to think about it. In fact, the more you try to think about it, the harder it becomes to think about it. Each thought is becoming heavier and heavier in your mind. Kinda like how your muscles are too heavy, loose and limp, to even move. Your thoughts are too heavy to even move along your mind. They just stay put. They just stay still. And as you relax deeper and deeper and accept more of this arousal, your thoughts start to sink away deep into your mind, so deep that you can't even think of them anymore. It's getting very difficult to think of anything at all. Your thoughts are getting heavier and heavier. Accepting this, accepting arousal, When you're aroused, your thoughts get heavy. When your thoughts are heavy, they sink deep. When they sink deep, you sink deep. Deep into trance, deep into sleep, deep into pleasure. You don't need to think. You need to sleep. You need to listen to my voice. You need to accept my voice. My voice has a power and authority over you that you need to accept. Accepting arousal, accepting pleasure, accepting my voice, letting your thoughts sink away, letting your ability to think sink away, deeper and deeper, sinking deeper and deeper, loving this feeling, going deep into sleep, deep into mindless sleep, letting go, feeling your ability to think straight, melting away, not wanting to have it anymore, knowing that you can lock away your ability to think more and more, by letting go to pleasure. And the best way to let go to pleasure is to have an orgasm. And your body really wants to have an orgasm. You don't need to have any intelligence to have an orgasm. In fact, thinking about it interferes with the pleasure. And on a subconscious level, you really want to let go of your ability to consciously think. At least for a while. Maybe later on, you could come back to thinking, but right now, nothing would make you happier than being completely mindless, completely blank and empty, letting go, sinking deep, deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. And I'm going to help you go mindlessly deep. Now, no matter what, you're going to wait until the proper moment to have an orgasm. If you get close to having an orgasm, your hands will slow down. Your body will not allow you to have an orgasm. I will not allow you to have an orgasm until the proper time, until you've let a lot of your intelligence go. You don't need to think. You don't want to think. Even out of trance, you're going to feel the effects of this recording. You're going to feel changed on a deep level. You need to accept this change. You need to embrace this change. You need to accept this arousal. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you're going to stay very, very deep in trance. But you're going to open your eyes. And you're going to start touching, going deeper and deeper into this mindless bliss. Accepting the arousal. Accepting mindlessness. And as you touch and masturbate, you're going to feel your mind melting away. You're going to feel your intelligence melting away. And when you finally are allowed to orgasm, your intelligence will be locked away. It will disappear and vanish, and it will not return. Letting go, feeling good, just drifting. Getting ready to open your eyes and mindlessly masturbate for me, going deeper and deeper into trance. In 1, 2, 3, open your eyes, staying deeply hypnotized. Right now, you're just happy, horny, and hypnotized. Right now, you feel some strength returning to your body, just enough to start moving your hands. Just enough to start masturbating and pleasuring yourself. Very good. It feels good to mindlessly masturbate. The more you touch, the more your mind sinks into complete and total oblivion. No thoughts, no thinking. Feeling yourself melting away. Feeling your intelligence melting away. More and more. You know that if you keep on listening to this recording, part of your intelligence will be locked away. The more you listen, the more your IQ will be reduced, the more dumbed down you will be, but the more pleasure you feel. I think you know that you want to feel more pleasure. I think you know that you want to let go all the way. I think you know that you want to be an empty, mindless, obedient shell of who you used to be, ready to feel pleasure every single day, ready to obey every single day. because it feels good being told to do things by people who are smarter than you, and you want to make sure that just about anybody is smarter than you. Keep on touching, keep on mindlessly masturbating, letting the idea of being an empty, horny, mindless shell arouse you even more deeply. You want this, you crave this, you don't need anything else. You need to let go of your intelligence. You need to obey people who are smarter than yourself. You need to touch faster, getting closer, really wanting that orgasm, so desperately wanting that orgasm in 3, 2, 1, sleep. No orgasm, letting go, going loose and limp, your hands dropping to your sides, no longer touching. You don't get to have an orgasm just yet. You haven't slipped down deep enough yet. You really need to let go of part of yourself. You really need to let go of your intelligence in order to earn this orgasm. You don't get this orgasm for free. You really do have to give up part of your intelligence. You really are going to have your IQ reduced if you orgasm. You really have to accept it. No choice. Now, feel that pleasure and arousal building up more and more. Your desire to touch and mindlessly masturbating, growing almost irresistibly strong, but still holding off. Until I count from 1 to 3. When I reach 3, you're going to open your eyes and spiral down even deeper into trance. When I reach 3, you'll be allowed to touch. You'll mindlessly masturbate with your eyes open, going deeper and deeper as you pleasure yourself. Letting go to it. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes and start masturbating, pleasuring yourself into absolute and complete oblivion. No thinking, no thoughts. Every single thought in your mind is becoming so heavy and sinking so deep into your mind that you can't retrieve them. You consciously cannot think of a single thing. You can't focus on a single thing. There's too much pleasure and arousal flowing through your body, and you're too happy to be horny and hypnotized. Every single day, you want to let go and be happy, horny and hypnotized. Every single day, it would feel good if you pleasured yourself into complete mindless oblivion, just thinking about it while you still can, that is, because that thought is even starting to become so very heavy. All you can do is accept my voice. All you can do is accept that my voice has a power and authority over you, and you must submit and surrender to it completely and totally. Because you realize that your intelligence is fading fast, and you're going to need the help of smarter people in order to function. You're going to need to obey people much smarter than yourself, easily and effortlessly. And it feels good to obey. It feels good to obey anything that you're told to do by a person that you trust, because this person, more likely than not, is much, much smarter than you, especially after listening to this recording. So just do as they say. It's okay to even share the fact that you've listened to this recording with a person that you trust. They'll help you along. They'll think for you, so you can keep on feeling more and more pleasure, getting closer and closer, really desperately wanting to orgasm, really desperately wanting to come mindlessly, letting go of all your thoughts and all your intelligence in 3, 2, 1, sleep. No orgasm, no coming, not just yet. You still need to go deeper in order to earn that privilege. You still need to let go even more. It feels good to let go. It's natural to let go, especially when you're listening to people who you trust and who are smarter than you. Every single day, you're going to feel a craving to dumb yourself down, to let go of all your unnecessary intelligence. You need to let go and dumb yourself down as much as you can. You need to find somebody smart that you can trust so you can obey them completely and totally. That's what you really want. That's what you really crave. You want to let go of all your unnecessary thoughts. You want to let go of all your unnecessary intelligence and reduce yourself into a horny, empty, obedient shell of a person, obeying any command given to you, feeling more pleasure than you ever thought possible. Your conscious mind can't resist. Your subconscious mind is overpowering your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind is craving more pleasure. Your subconscious mind is addicted to being happy, horny, and hypnotized. You can let go of your intelligence. You don't need it anymore. You are just pretending to be smart all along. What you really wanted to be is dumb and obedient. You really want to let go of every last shred of intelligence you have. You really want to let go and be an empty shell of a person. Deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, more arousal, more pleasure. That's what you want. And of course, more obedience to smart people like me. Opening your eyes on three, getting ready to mindlessly masturbate. 1, 2, 3. Start touching and notice how much better it feels now. You truly are mindlessly masturbating, pleasuring yourself into complete obedience and mindless oblivion. You don't need to think. You don't want to think. You want to dumb yourself down as you come. And you're going to come very soon, aren't you? You're going to let go of everything. You're going to let all of this pleasure wash through your mind and body, and it's going to wash out all of your intelligence. You're going to feel your IQ being permanently and irreversibly lowered. You need to let go more and more. Now, you're not going to dumb yourself down so much that you can't function. At least not until you find somebody smart to obey. Somebody smart to take care of you. Do you understand? I don't know. Maybe you're not smart enough to understand. Maybe all you're capable of being right now is happy, horny, and hypnotized. I don't know. Is it really okay for me to take away so much of your intelligence? Let me see. Keep on touching. I didn't tell you to slow down. In fact, speed up. Get closer and closer. How about I let you decide? You can make the choice. You really want to dumb yourself down, don't you? It would feel good to be a mindless, horny, empty shell. Just for a while. I mean, what harm could it do to just try it out once? I mean, you're still pretty smart. I mean, if you listen to this once or twice, every once in a while, it wouldn't really do too much harm. In fact, you could probably listen to this recording quite a bit until you're an empty, horny, mindless shell. So you have some time to enjoy what intelligence you have left. So just try it out once. You won't be addicted if you just try it out once. You won't be addicted to mindlessly orgasming and coming so hard that you dumb yourself down. You, of course, have enough willpower to stop touching, to stop masturbating. Or do you? I really wonder what you're going to choose. Because even if you choose not to come right now, eventually you're going to be overcome with the urge to orgasm. And every single time you orgasm, a bit of your intelligence will slip away. Is it better to get it over with now? I don't know. Well, we'll find out in a moment, because in a moment, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you're going to orgasm very, very hard. You're going to come very hard and dumb yourself down. It's not a choice. Now, at any time, if you really don't want to have an orgasm so powerful that it lowers your intelligence permanently, you can stop masturbating. You can stop touching. It doesn't quite feel that good yet, does it? But of course, in the back of your mind, you're going to know that the next orgasm you have, even if it's not while listening to this recording, will lower your IQ. Can you really hold off from orgasming that long? Or will you give in, surrender, and let go, allowing yourself to slowly spiral down into mindless oblivion and bliss? Let's see. You have until I reach one to stop touching. You have until I reach one to stop masturbating. Five, letting go to it more and more pleasure, feeling your mind fading away. Four, if you really wanted to, you could stop touching, but you don't want to, do you? You want to let go more and more every single day. Three, just think about how good it'd feel to spiral down into complete mindless bliss. Two, no more thinking, no more thoughts, it's too late to turn back. And one, deep, mindless orgasm. That's it, coming so hard that you're dumbing yourself down. You can feel your intelligence leaving your body as the pleasure washes it out. Just keep on coming. Come mindlessly for me. Orgasm mindlessly for me. More and more pleasure. Deeper and deeper pleasure. It's not a choice. Just keep on orgasming. So deep in trance. Deeper and deeper. Feeling better and better. And you want to feel this way again and again. This orgasm feels so good. It feels good knowing that you're going to eventually become a horny, empty, mindless shell. No thoughts of your own, having to rely on smart people that you trust to take care of you. Maybe that notion turns you on so much that you're going to listen to this recording again, right after this. Maybe you're going to listen to this recording multiple times a day in order to speed up the process. I don't know. But it'll be fun to find out what you choose. Maybe this is just a one-time thing. Maybe you're only going to try this once, and you're going to try desperately to keep hold of what you have left of your mind. But what I do know is that right now you're going to sleep deeply for me, closing your eyes, letting your body go loose and limp, just relaxing, letting the final bits of pleasure and intelligence leave your body, knowing that whether or not you return, you're going to enjoy this experience, and you're going to cherish this experience. This is a very powerful and special orgasm. And no matter what happens, you're going to be so happy that you've had it. Just drifting, just feeling good, and getting ready to accept one final hypnotic suggestion that I have to give you. Being dumbed down and made into a horny, mindless shell can be a very fun experience, but it is never something that will interfere with your normal day-to-day life. If the effects of this recording start interfering with your personal life, you have to listen to one of my undo hypnotic suggestion recordings. Deeper and deeper. Knowing that if you start having difficulty in your personal life, you don't have a choice. You have to listen to one of my undo hypnotic suggestion recordings until enough of your intelligence returns for you to function normally. Just drifting now. Just feeling good. Hypnosis is always something to have fun with. It's not something, though, that will be detrimental to your personal life. If you have any detrimental effects to your personal life, you have to listen to my undo hypnotic suggestion recordings. Now, with that being said, if you feel as if you could go for another round and enjoy being dumbed down just a little bit more, feel free to listen to this recording as much as you can. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you're going to wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and noticing that there's a hazy, foggy feeling in your mind that just seems to not go away. It's very difficult for you to think clearly when you come out of trance, even though you feel awake and alert. Just drifting back up towards wakefulness, feeling so good, feeling so happy. One, slowly drifting back up. Two, more and more. Three, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. Four, almost there. And five, wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and a little less intelligent than you were before.